Next presentation is going to be glyphosate-resistant giant ragweed control in cotton. Dr. Larry Steckel, University of Tennessee.
All right, looking like it's getting to be about beer time from the crowd in the room. I appreciate y'all staying. Threw a little bit of a curveball here, talking about a little bit different. Everybody's been talking about glyphosate-resistant weeds, most notably pigweed. And quite frankly, I like a break. I want to look at a little different weed. We happen to have a little bit of trouble with this weed. It seems like it's more of a regional type deal where giant ragweed's kind of an issue for us in West Tennessee, along the river. Andy, your time at the Boot Hill in Missouri, it sure was there, and in Arkansas as well. And it's fortunately for this particular weed, it's not moving like Palmer pigweed has, or certainly like horseweed did, where it just spread over hundreds of thousands of acres, millions of acres overnight, it seemed like. This is more of an evolution process. It seems to me what I'm having growers do is, you know, giant ragweed historically has kind of been confined to the road ditches and to the fence rows. And then invariably, you know, we got our growers go out, they take the backhoe and they clean out their ditches, they dump it in the field, and they start dragging the giant ragweed in the field. That wasn't a big issue when Roundup did a pretty good job controlling it, but we're starting to develop a biotype that it's starting to walk through Roundup on us. This picture I took in Lake County a couple years ago in a soybean field, and this individual put a cord around up on it, really didn't affect it much. This is a cotton field, believe it or not, at harvest time. This is one of our worst fields in the state. This is in Lauderdale County, I believe. This particular field had tillage. He planted his cotton, put Cotteran over it, three shots of Roundup over the top. And this is defoliation time. The only reason you can see the row middles is he put Ignite under the hood in the rows. Now, I'm not the smartest tool or the sharpest tool in the shed, but it seemed to me maybe we ought to put Ignite over the top. Maybe we can actually harvest the cotton. It can be very competitive in our crops where it starts to spread out there. This is Dr. Chris Bain. He stands a little over 6 foot. I stood in the truck and took this picture. If we did this vice versa, you wouldn't see me. I'd be disappeared, but it can be very, very competitive. Just a little bit on the biology, because I've looked at the biology of pigweed species, particularly water hemp and also Palmer pigweed, and there's a whole heck of a lot of diversity as far as the genetics, but there is in giant ragweed as well. It's not uncommon to have these out there that have five leaflet type leaves, leaflet type variation. Three type nodes on those leaves, and then some that are kind of weird to just have one great big old leaf, and eventually they go to three. But it's the genetic diversity you're going to see in that population can be pretty diverse, not changing color like the pigweeds do, but they're all green. The other thing that I wanted to point out here is you see some really big giant ragweed, and you see some small ones that just germinate it. And if you look at the book on giant ragweed, it's in the book as an early germinator, something that'll certainly germinate February, March, particularly in our part of the world. And, you know, with that, if you get a good burn down, you go out there and hit it with a disc, you ought to be able to take care of it. But what we're starting to see with this biotype that's not only showing glyphosate resistance, it's showing the ability to emerge over a long period of time. This picture I took, we hit some of these big giant ragweed. I think it was June 2nd with Ignite. And I took the picture June 20th, but you can see a lot of the new ones just germinating underneath. And that was really a shock to me. And actually, we kind of did a little bit of study, just look-see at Jackson, where I took giant ragweed from these fields we're having problems in, put it in pots, put 100 seeds per pot, buried it in November, took some giant ragweed, sourced the seed, actually from the back of the Jackson Research Station where really no agriculture's been, and did the same thing, 100 seed per pot, put it in the ground. Went out and just measured by week the emergence. The giant ragweed we pulled off the fence row, it all germinated. We had like 70 of the 100 seeds germinate between the last week of February and the first week of March. The giant ragweed I pulled out of these fields, this one's in Lake County, started emerging same time that last week of February, but went into late May. And so it seems to me, and then this picture I took this year was well into June, so it seems to me that's part of the problem. We're seeing a lot longer window of germination with this particular weed than what we have in the past. We did confirm that the giant ragweed population in the state of Tennessee is glyphosate resistant. Dr. Norsworthy and the good folks from Arkansas helped me screen this. They've been screening theirs, and it worked right in their program. I really appreciate the help. Then you throw into the fact that this last year we had a pretty big sea change as far as what kind of cotton varieties we're planting in the state of Tennessee. This was a big change for us. Over 40% of our cotton acres last year was a wide stripe variety, and it was one variety. It was Phytogen 375. Went on a lot of acres. Judging by the phone calls I get, and I get a lot of phone calls from growers, and they're very aware that it has good ignite tolerance. So, and you know, the other thing is, well, why don't they, you know, maybe think about putting some LibriLink cotton out there? Just traditionally, just has not yielded well for us in Tennessee, and they really haven't adopted it. But this, that first point there, where it does have tolerance, most growers know it. That's where we're really getting the phone calls. Then you look at some of the research. Well, the first research done was our friends in the Southeast, Dr. Culpepper, Dr. York, and all. And they did a study on this. It's in Weed Technology. Basically, they found you put Ignite over top. I think it was 485, wasn't it, Stanley? Wide strike cotton, you're going to see visual injury anywhere from 15 to 20%. And did not see any loss in yield at the end of the year from those applications. The big thing, though, is they had 3.3 times greater lint yield with an Ignite-based system over a Roundup-based system when your weed species are highly glyphosate-resistant. And this is something I've seen in Tennessee as far as wide strike being sprayed with an Ignite. You see 15, 20, maybe a little bit more injury depending on the environment, but at the end of the day, we haven't seen any yield loss. I was a little concerned, though, because we lie in the very northern end of the cotton belt, and we cannot stand a delay in maturity, and the folks in Georgia enjoy a very long growing season, so they could. So this was something we needed to kind of explore further. Got a call. This was actually 2 years ago on Roundup not controlling giant ragweed in a cotton field. I thought the grower was going to rotate the corn this past year. He didn't. He ended up putting cotton back in it, and I had the consultant call me. He said, "You want to put out a giant ragweed study?" I said, "Well, sure, where?" And he told me it was this grower, and I said, "I thought he was going to put corn on it." But no, he put cotton on it. It was a Phytogen 375 wide stripe variety. This was the year before. I just confirmed it was resistant. We knew it was resistant. That was putting the cord on it. Didn't really check it up just too much. So the objectives of the study we put out, and this was just a quick spray and look on one Saturday is when we did it, was to evaluate Ignite and some Ignite tank mixtures for control of glyphosate-resistant giant ragweed. And also, while I'm at it, examine some of the tolerance of wide-strike cotton varieties to Ignite application for some Tennessee growers. We had a randomized complete block, just the typical study you have out there, 4 replications, put it on with a backpack sprayer, 10 gallons per acre. We used 1.5 nozzles. The applications, we made it on 2-leaf cotton on June 2nd. I did have a sequential application of Ignite followed by Ignite, and that was on 5-leaf cotton on June 20th. We took ratings 10 and 30 days after those treatments. The cotton variety, as I mentioned, was Phytogen 375. And this is the data from it. And a lot of my slides will be set up like this, going left to right. This is looking at percent injury on the wide strike cotton. And I did want to just kind of a little bit of a, as far as recommendations, I am not recommending, you see Ignite plus Roundup tank mixed together. I am not up here recommending that treatment right now. I put those treatments in there for 3 reasons. Number one, I wanted to see if we couldn't hurt this cotton, quite frankly. If I put enough tank mixed together, I couldn't find one that would hurt this wide strike cotton. Number two, this last year we sprayed roughly 60,000 acres of wide strike cotton in Tennessee with Ignite. And invariably, I work for Extension, these are the phone calls I get, and I needed to know. And number three, you're going to see Glytol, LibriLink, Stack cotton coming out, and these are some tank mixes we're going to need to look at in the future. That's why I put them together. So we looked at Ignite at 29 ounces, Ignite followed by Ignite on 2 and then 5-leaf cotton. One shot of Roundup is kind of our check. Ignite Roundup tank mix, an Ignite staple tank mix, a Roundup staple tank mix, and a Roundup Invoke. And those bottom two I put in there because, quite frankly, that's all I've been able to tell growers to do. Put a high rate of Roundup on there, staple Invoke. Hopefully you get enough height differential between the cotton and the ragweed, you can go in with something hooded because that's all we've had. But it hasn't been a very good answer. Okay, this is looking at 30 days after those applications on the wide stripe cotton. And you can see we basically didn't, it grew out of it. All those tank mixes and Ignite by itself on that phytogen 375. Really hard to find any injury. If you look at percent control of the giant ragweed at 10 days after application, and I've always prefaced by saying what size the giant ragweed was, it was a little bigger than what I would have liked. It ranged from anywhere from 4 to 12 inches tall, with the average being about 8 to 9 inches. If it was Palmer pigweed, I don't think I expect quite this good a control. Early on, you might, but we had very good control with one shot of Ignite. Roundup, we basically got no control. Ignite Roundup together looked pretty good there early. Ignite Staple looked good. And then the other two kind of standard treatments we've been going with the last couple years didn't work very well. But you kind of look where the rubber meets the road. You look 30 days after application, and this is kind of typical what we see with Ignite, especially with pigweed. If it's too big and you spray it, you see growback. And we really didn't see much growback. Where you see kind of the back off on that first rate of Ignite up there, going to 80%, some of that was subsequent emergence is what we were seeing. That Ignite followed by Ignite looked very good. Roundup about 35% control. What was interesting to me is that Ignite Roundup tank mix, we got some antagonism on that treatment. Ignite Staple looked very good. That Staple gave us residual control on giant ragweed, and I was very, very happy to see that, and in kind of the two standards we've been using, which are really lacking. Okay, kind of, you know, the take-home point, what about the yield? I mean, that's where it all hits, you know, in managing and trying to get cotton yield when we got a glyphosate-resistant weed, particularly something as competitive as giant ragweed. And it basically kind of floats along with how that last rating looked as far as our performance. We got almost 1,200 pounds of cotton yield from one shot of Ignite and two shots of Ignite. Roundup, basically, we didn't really have any cotton to pick, quite frankly. Ignite and Roundup, we did have a little antagonism, and we saw some giant ragweed escape, and we had some competition. Ignite Staple looked good, and I got some pictures. There's one shot of Ignite 30 days after application. There's one shot of glyphosate 30 days after application. There's Ignite and Staple tank mixed together. There's the Roundup and Ignite tank mixed together. And you see we had a fair amount of antagonism, a lot of growback. That was really interesting. I hadn't seen that with just some spraying and looking I've been doing on pigweed, but I sure did with this particular species. So kind of summing it up, Ignite provided very good control of glyphosate-resistant giant ragweed. The Ignite plus glyphosate tank mixture gave us some antagonism, and we didn't see the giant ragweed control we did with Ignite alone. Our wide strike cotton injury was visible after application, very much like the folks in the southeast have seen, but it didn't hurt yield at the end of the day. And, you know, kind of the bottom line to me, when I get a call from a grower and we got glyphosate-resistant giant ragweed, putting Ignite on it was a lot better answer than any other thing I could give them. So with that, I'll take any questions. Jason.
Well, Larry, I guess I'm a little surprised to see the Ignite glyphosate antagonism. When you got a systemic herbicide with a contact,
I'm with you. I was surprised too, and I don't have any really good thoughts. I think it's something we're going to need to explore further. Why we're seeing it, whether the Roundup's, you know, it might be kind of, you know, maybe the Roundup, we're not seeing the maybe just totally bulletproof resistance we see with Palmer pigweed, and maybe the Roundup's beating up the giant ragweed just enough that the Ignite's not working as well. That'd be the only thing I can think of. It's a good point though. Any other questions? All right, thanks.
Thanks, Larry.